The Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there for 18 years, had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. And Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass or the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he had said this, all his adversaries were humiliated. The whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Our gospel today is a reminder to all of us that Jesus is constantly challenging us to grow. And we see that the Pharisees of this gospel this morning are so stuck in their ways, they're so stuck in their comfort zone, that they feel threatened by Jesus because Jesus is challenging them to open their eyes and to grow as human beings. So my friends, Jesus loves us so much that he challenges us to do better. He challenges us to live out our faith, to not be hypocrites, but to the day we die, to work on becoming better disciples of Christ. So we have a decision to make every day. We could be open to growth and honestly look at our lives and say, "This is where I need to improve. This is where I need to do better." Or we could be like the Pharisees and say, "I've done enough. I don't want to be bothered." We're all kind of like that sometimes, aren't we? Right? How many times where we say, "Today is the day I'm going to eat better." And then there's a bag of Oreos and then that goes out the window, right? Or I'm going to exercise more. Jesus loves us, so he wants us to do better. Remember that. This gospel is a challenge to us to open our eyes to grow in our holiness. So let us pray this morning for the strength to do better and to not become so lukewarm that any of us think that we're finished products. Because, my friends, we're not in heaven yet. And until that time we are in heaven, let us grow in our holiness.